We're going to do an update, and this is here our stove that keeps us warm in here in our little cabin where we do our recording, which I'll be doing today. We'll do a DTW update. We had freezing fog down in the single digits last night. And, of course, it's a little later today. This is our boys playing out here today. We can see out here across. There was fog. There was at least 2 inches of ice on the truck or the car today. We'll look at this. All the antennas are frozen, very large. These are our little black boys here. See if any of these guys are around today. And here we have Monkey. And we have Blue Eyes, and they're hungry, but I will not feed them right now. We'll just do this update first. As you can see, we have a lot of ice all over, and you can see the wires. Now these are insulated wires, but they are full of ice. Last night they were very, very full of ice, and I tripped over my little cat there just now. He laid down and I was on top of his little feet. Glad I didn't break his leg or something. Here's another one trying to do the same thing. And the Bigfoot's standing out there. He's not full of ice. He's still dark. See, the antenna on my car here is very large. An hour ago, it was much more frosty than it is right now. Here's part of our firewood stack we've got here for the winter, which I've got to bring more wood up. The fence over there is just solid ice. Had 100% humidity in there. And we've had a lot of snow and rain. Can't see the mountains right now. Down here to the creek and see how much of it's frozen today. We won't go all the way down, but we'll give us a pretty good view of it. The white sage is white with snow. I love the smell of that white sage. Winter Wonderland. Wish you could smell the smell of the pine trees. All in Winter Wonderland. Not as much ice as I thought. The creek is running very strong. Wild roses here. I guarantee you whatever rose hips are on there are freeze-dried today. It's thawing out. You can still see all the ice. Frozen fog. Little animals here. This is a protected area. by some edges of the creek. And our winter wonderland. Kind of moving along quickly because it's cold. It's in the 20s. 20, 23, 24 degrees. You see the ice on the edges of the creek. Eddie, if you're watching this from Wisconsin, you can see that it's our weather is very contemporary up here in Nevada. I wish I'd have gotten out here a little bit earlier. There are still a few little birds flittering around. Very icy. This was our tomato plants where they were. See the ice down in there. The creek is frozen on the edges. Ice palace right there. All of the icicles hanging underneath the bridge. Pretty. It's cold, but it's pretty. Another ice sculpture there. Natural ice sculptures. Here. Little natural ice sculptures. More ice sculptures. Sun shines here 360 days a year, and I'm sure it will shine here in just a little while because it's trying to burn through right now. Yesterday morning we had freezing fog and about 3 or 4 inches of ice from the fog, but it was sunshiny. You can see the sun is trying to come through there, and it will in just a little while. We'll record some more messages today. We'll put this DTW update out also. I braved the cold to do this for you today. Here we go. Hopefully before too long, within 2 months, we'll have a home here. We've lived here for 3 years or more in the motorhome and in the little cabin for 2 years. It really helps, the cabin does. Thank all of you for your continued support and prayers. And endurance out there, putting up with our meager recording studios. I try to make the quality great. Thank you for supporting financially and with prayers, and also my assistant pastor Raymond Hernandez for preaching in my place when I am gone. And here we have a good picture of the of our fellas. As you can see, they come to the whistle. like a dog. Our little boys and girls. That's Blue Eyes there. He's going to fall down underneath my feet again, of course. And Coley and Gumbo. And Big Eye is someplace. The three boys. Well, this is Fish Lake Valley in the wintertime. It's not monochrome. It was the other day with all the snow. But we still have winter here in Fish Lake Valley. So, and there is our matriarch, Kitty, right there. And Sammy, her granddaughter. Looks like the ice is melting off of this antennas now. Must be above freezing. The steps here had about 1 to 2 inches of ice on them this morning. And we'll show to you the radio room in my shop here. Here is our radio room in here with a Tintec Omni 7 on 7220. And the toolbox and shop in this area. And it's pretty dark in here, the one door shut behind. Here we are again. Thank you for going on this little DTW update with us. By the way, I put these insulations over the windows. It has made a tremendous difference in heating that motorhome. You can see all the fences over there. Most of them were solid ice this morning. They're melting now. God bless each and every one of you. Continue to pray for New Hope Missionary Baptist Church and for DTW. And thank you for all of your help and love. Bye-bye for now.